revolution or a non-violent revolution. That don't happen even in Hollywood. You don't have a revolution in which you love your enemy. And you don't have a revolution in which you are begging the system of exploitation to integrate you into it. Revolutions overturn systems. Revolutions destroy systems.
And you're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. The time is 9:59. Coming up at 10:15, Flashpoints presents a mini-documentary recorded by Dennis Bernstein on the battle to restore the Mexican-American Studies program to Tucson, Arizona public schools. At 11 on stage and studio, guest hosts Sarika Mehta focuses on Artist Repertory Theater's production of Tribes, a play about a young deaf man. And at 11:30 on Art Focus, host Joseph Galavan interviews artist Jo Hamilton about her show of crochet art at Laura Russo Gallery. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia, hosted by Chris Andre, following this announcement.
The 17th Annual Homelessness Marathon, a national town hall discussion on poverty and homelessness in America.
Getting people off the streets.
I'm not giving up, and I don't want nobody to feel sorry for me.
That's the Homelessness Marathon broadcast, coming to you soon and heard right here on this radio station.
Hear the Homeless Marathon here on KBOO, beginning at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, February 17th, and continuing until 6 a.m. Wednesday morning.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Unjust Treatment. The Portland police killing of James Chassie on February 24th, 7 p.m. at the Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue Community Room in Aloha. The film Alien Boy, The Life and Death of James Chassie, will be shown and followed by a question and answer session with Jim Chassie, father of James Chassie Jr. Again, that's Unjust Treatment, the Portland police killing of James Chassie, on February 24th, 7 p.m. at the Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue Community Room, 20665 Southwest Blanton Street in Aloha. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage, under community events. KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Unjust Treatment.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, February 17th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Today's guests are Morgan Gratzweiser with the Sierra Club, and very likely will be also joined by Arthur Stimulus with the Fair Trade Coalition. And why is that? Why are we hitting it so hard right now? Well, very quite simply, the fast-tracking of the Trans-Pacific Partnership is right on the tip of Obama's pen. Could happen any day. The consequences of this are immeasurable. We cannot imagine what our world will look like should this thing pass. Fast-track legislation gives the president the power to sign off on a treaty that would change our world. I do not mean just Cascadia, but it would change our world as we know it in ways that are irrevocable. Once this thing gets through, there is no stopping corporate interests. This is the final linchpin in our whole architecture that was set in place back in the 80s, 90s, one could say before that. Nonetheless, right now, we are looking straight into the eyes of a monster. I want a quick, Morgan is waiting very, very patiently on the line. We also are going to try to reach Arthur Stamoulis and the Fair Trade Coalition. And in just a moment, we're going to talk about all of those things. But let's first touch base here in the Pacific Northwest. Up and down the coast, ports are locked up because corporate interests are not interested in the legitimate and legal demands of labor. The reason for the, many people would say, one reason for this lockup is because everyone is waiting to see what the outcome of fast-tracking the Trans-Pacific Partnership is. Should that happen, there would be, labor is over. It's over. Labor unions will be a thing of the past should this happen. And very likely, people on the private side of the labor dispute are waiting for some word to come down from the smoky back rooms that it's a done deal. And it very likely is, but we just don't know. Why don't we know? Because all of this has been conducted in extreme secrecy. The public doesn't know. If the public were to know right now all the details, it would be just too much. People would ignore it. And that was the idea from the get-go, of course. Tomorrow, of course, here in Oregon, we will be seeing a new governor because John Kitzhaber was let go without... He was tried... He was convicted and he was sentenced by the media without any investigation. I dare say that any company, cable for that matter, any media company, any one of the media companies covering this this epic journey would be outraged if their CEOs, their management, were tried, sentenced, and convicted with not only no results of an investigation, but no investigation. It's just starting. They could very well find that his hands are clean. That's the problem right here. Moving right along, oil trains rolling through Vancouver in April. The city council approved a six-month moratorium on new or expanded facilities that accept crude oil. Now, that again, the Trans-Pacific Partnership is very much part of the decision-making process here. Not the one that we are told about, but the one that's really happening. Not to overlook the fact that we have Enbridge, we have Line 61, we have decaying nuclear facilities all around the country. In Virginia, we recently saw a massive oil train explosion, exactly and precisely the same situation that we could be looking at right here on the Columbia River. It always seems to happen on rivers, isn't it? And a Houston Islamic Center burns. A firefighter posts, "Let it burn. Block the fire hydrant." The Islamic Center burnt to the ground. And there's a lot more. We have a message from our wonderful friend Mazen Khamsia in occupied Palestine. He's the head of the Palestinian Museum of Natural History, as well as a major part of the International Middle East Media Center. On that note, though, because it's right here, it's right now, it's in the Pacific Northwest, up and down the coast, it is a rally to block the fast-track legislation and protect fair trade from free trade. Morgan joins us, Morgan Gratzweiser with the Sierra Club, one of the primary organizers of this event. And we possibly, again, so maybe joined by Arthur Stamoulis, don't know yet. But nonetheless, welcome, Morgan. Thank you so much for your patience. Thank you for joining us. We are delighted to have you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
This is a huge event, and it's certainly timely. Can you first bring people up to speed on what fast track legislation, the extent of the power that it would be, that would bequeath onto the president, and what he's likely to do with that power?
Absolutely. Thank you. So first, actually, I'd like to just do a brief recap of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, just so everybody is on the same page as to why these elected officials are even trying to pass a fast track. So for the last 5 years, we've had the U.S. Trade Representative Office has been negotiating with 12 Pacific Rim countries. And so we're talking about really large economic powerhouses. We've got Canada and Japan, Vietnam, New Zealand, Australia, Malaysia, Peru, Mexico, the United States, the really big, large, all-encompassing area. So they're negotiating this trade agreement, and it's much broader and more far-reaching than any other previous trade agreement we've seen. It's not just looking at goods that are being moved back, you know, across the ocean here as trading between countries, but we're looking at environmental regulations, labor laws, access to medicine, intellectual property laws, and many, many more. So this is expansive. It's, as you've been saying, it's been negotiated in secret for the last 5 years. We've got the U.S. Trade Representative and a number of trade advisors, and I'm going to put trade advisors in quotes because it's a lot of corporate powers that are in there negotiating this. So it's a very, from the public side, it's not clear, and we don't know what they're doing. And so the reason we then come to fast-track legislation is because the fast-track creates a structure of sorts where it puts in place this process for the trade bills to be passed through Congress with basically the least amount of oversight possible. So what Fast Track does is it allows the president to pre-sign this trade agreement and then send it to Congress. And Congress has limited floor debate allocated time. I think it's between 20 and 60 hours. And there's no amendments, there's no edits. It doesn't get the appropriate scrutiny that most normal legislation gets.
And why is that? How did this happen? Who orchestrated this?
I believe, and possibly Arthur could speak to this a little more if we get him on the call later, is that this type of structure was brought about a couple decades ago when we were looking at much earlier trade agreements because we've got these corporate powers that benefit from the trade agreement.
Would this be part of Project for New America? Remember when that was in the news? It seems that it might very well be.
Exactly, yes. And this was used during NAFTA in the 90s.
Yes.
It's a way for these pro-corporate trade agreements to get pushed through with the least amount of public scrutiny.
So the rallies that are coming up, this is important because this is an opportunity to acquaint people with the inherent dangers, inherent vice, thanks Thomas Pynchon, of this agreement. It would be no exaggeration to say, I believe, that it would radically change our lives. It would virtually dismantle labor protection, labor's rights, unions, all of that as we know it would become a thing of the past, as would crucial and hard fought for environmental oversight laws and protection. Can you describe very briefly, we've just got about a minute left and I want you to be able to have time to give our listeners information where to go, how to find out, how to get involved in this.
Sure.
But just a brief overview of what this Trans-Pacific Partnership would, some of the changes that we could expect.
Yes, absolutely. Well, really what it does is it further creates a race to the bottom with our manufacturing. And this is just one example here where it's going to further allow exportation of good manufacturing jobs to other countries that have lower labor and environmental regulations. There's also provisions that have been used under NAFTA that allow corporations to essentially be elevated to the level of a nation state where they can sue governments if they believe that there are laws in place that inhibit their profits. If they can say this law is inhibiting our potential profits, it allows the company to sue the nation over that. So they're called investor-state disputes.
Investor-state disputes. Very important phrase. Catherine Austin Fitz has been speaking about this for a very long time, the corporatization of the public arena, the public forum, of the power of the public in governing ourselves, On that note, I'm afraid we have to let you go, but if you could just let listeners know about the rally, where it's going to, where some of the events are going to be, and how they can get more information.
Absolutely. So, yes, we're doing a bus tour today and tomorrow. Today is in Washington. Tomorrow is here in Portland and Salem. We are meeting at 9 o'clock at the Westminster Presbyterian Church at 1624 Northeast Hancock Street in Portland. We'll do some coffee and pastries, hop on the bus, head out to House Representative Bonamici's office, which is out in Beaverton. We'll be there at 10 o'clock. If you're in Beaverton, please meet us there at 10 o'clock.
How about a website where people, it's hard for people to catch up, or most people haven't found their pencil yet.
Absolutely. If you check out the Oregon Fair Trade website.
So easy to remember. So easy, listeners. Oregon Fair Trade. Thank you so much for speaking with Morgan Gratz-Weiss. This has been Echo Cascadia for Tuesday, February 17th, 2015. Janet Anderson engineered the show today. Kathleen Stevenson, the KBOAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.